I've seen a lot of improvement on Geno's part. It goes all the way back with him to last winter. You know, he's faster than he was. His body's stronger. He's been with Justice. He's been in that weight room. So physically, he's gotten faster. He's gotten stronger. He's lost body fat. When you do all that, your mind's right. His mind's been right. He's taught a lot of football. He's worked hard on pass protection. We've looked at all the things that were negative last year, from sacks to interceptions to fumbles, and how can we improve them. And I've been really pleased with his progress.
I mean, well, the obvious thing was just the turnovers. You know, if I cut down on turnovers and then, you know, we improve in the red zone as a team, you know, things would be a lot different. And those are some of the key things that we're focusing on. Obviously, we know that, you know, in this league, you can't turn the ball over and win games, even with the great defense that we have. So, you know, just cutting down on turnovers, being more precise with my reads and my footwork, and then, you know, letting my natural ability show.
I've never had a rookie start. Last year's the first time in my 10 years in the NFL that I've had a true rookie start and play 16 games. And, again, you know, we're not playing yet. We're not in the stadium yet. And people aren't in the stands. But, you know, Geno's – I mean, he is a strongly improved player at this point.
You know, I can't put my finger on one single thing. I mean, the footwork, the way that he stays on me in the film room, in the classroom, you know, just teaching me how to, you know, be a professional. And he's a guy who's coached a number of really good quarterbacks, Marty as well. And, you know, I just try and take as much knowledge as I can from those guys. And, you know, really just I'm a sponge, man. I'm learning as much as I can. I'm learning on the fly. I'm learning every single day. And I just soak it up and continue to work hard.
He's the purest definition of a quarterback coach that I can find in my book. He don't leave any stones unturned. Expect a lot out of us each and every day, and we expect a lot out of ourselves. And I think his attitude carries over into ours, and we're able to go out there and give him exactly what he wants. Not every day, but, you know, 70% of the time.
My experience with Mike has just been a short one, but, gosh, I've been impressed with him. I love coaching him. He, like Geno, is calm. You know, he messes up. He comes back and says, hey, you know, I messed up. But just even him in the room, the wisdom when he says something, the experience, you know, those 10 years behind him, he's played. Those guys listen. So it's a good room. I got really good people. I've got great chemistry. And you got to have that if everybody's going to get better. And they understand. You know, they understand. We don't talk about depth chart. We don't talk about first team. We talk about getting better, picking up the hots and sights, handling the blitz, making the audibles right, making sure everybody hears the audibles. We go no huddle. We've got a lot of stuff to concentrate and focus on. We're not ready to play. We're not ready to pick out depth charts and all that stuff yet.